We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
On the Penn State Sports Network, it's the Penn State Coaches Show, presented by Pepsi, proud partner of the Penn State Nittany Lions, from Learfield.
Penn State fans, football is back, and let's celebrate with a crunch. Elevate your game experience by choosing from Utz's winning lineup of deliciously fresh and crunchy snacks, including potato chips, pretzels, and endlessly cheesy cheese balls. They're good, and they're made in Pennsylvania, just like our own Nittany Lions. From your home to the RV lot to the senior zone, come ready to play with Utz, proud corporate partner of Penn State Athletics.
Top Trees Golf Resort is a full-service resort minutes from University Park. Top Trees' luxurious hotel rooms and suites were designed for your comfort and convenience. After a great night's sleep, tee off at their PGA-rated golf course. From beginner to pro, the 18-hole course offers a fun, challenging round of golf on-site. If you're hungry, the Field Burger and Tap, award-winning restaurant, offers a delicious farm-to-table dining experience. Top Trees Golf Resort is also the perfect venue for weddings and events. Visit toptrees.com for more information. Top Trees Golf Resort in State College.
24-7, get the gear at PennStateClothes.com.
Penn State football is back, and no one delivers the game day experience right to your door like the Family Clothesline in State College. We've got it all for fall, including everything you need to make your tailgate great. Shop PennStateClothes.com and get free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. We are
the Family Clothesline.
You're listening to Nittany Lion football all season long.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org.
A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This football season, make Pepsi your go-to game day drink because it's the only drink for football watching. Pepsi, that's what I like. Proud partner of the Penn State Coaches Show featuring James Franklin. Highmark Blue Shield is changing healthcare to ensure it goes beyond just care. They're evolving to make everything they do a more natural fit to your life because life.
Thank you, Roger. Appreciate you and appreciate Bob Taylor for the great work you do all the time. We're in transition time when it comes to Penn State, transition time from fall to winter sports. And the opener for the Lady Lion basketball team will be on Tuesday night when they take on LIU in the Jordan Center to begin what could be a very long trip for this team this season because it's the third year for Carolyn Keeger. She's done a great job of building back, and she joins us here at the field. Ladies and gentlemen, the head coach of the Lady Lion basketball team, Carolyn Keeger.
Good evening, everyone. Excited to be here.
Great to have you here, as always. Well, preseason will bring with it a meshing that has to happen. So along the way, how well have you been able to now mesh older players with incoming players, transfers, and so forth?
Yeah, well, a lot easier than it was last year with the restrictions we had. But, you know, we have a group now that really feels like ours. They're 100% bought in. They're phenomenal young women, and they're working hard in the off season to prepare us for Tuesday. But there's a different level of hunger in them right now and determination. And, you know, I've kind of been a part of three rebuilds now. And year three is always when you want to see the work of year one and year two come to fruition. And I think we're ready. And our goal is that NCAA tournament and to get us back on the map and put this program where it deserves to be.
All right. When you take over a team, you walk in the room, those automatically are your players. That doesn't mean they play your style of game, but they're automatically your players. In year three, do you have a team now that you feel plays the style that you envision that can win within the Big Ten?
Absolutely. You know, this team, they're going to play hard for us. They're going to play hard for the front of the jersey. They're very unselfish. I think we're going to have a different level of intensity on the defensive end, which we haven't had yet here in the last 2 years. Offensively, we improved in nearly every category, so I would not expect that to drop. You know, for us, the Big Ten is the best conference in America, and it's better than it's ever been. So in terms of depth, I think we have more depth than we've had since I've been here, which is really going to help as we compete against several top 25 teams.
Yeah, there are only five in the Big Ten in the top 25. Maryland, Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, and Ohio State along the way. But, you know, that also brings with it opportunity. Is that fair?
Absolutely. You got to beat the best to be the best. So we're excited about that. We talked about that at practice today is, you know, our first game is on Tuesday, and we want to be locked in and treat every practice like it's our first practice. But for us, we want to step out on the field and give it, or I should say we're at the field, but on the court and give us everything that we have and, you know, no mercy and play to the whistle and the buzzer.
It's very clever the way you worked in that was really terrific. It's better than what I could do. Kelly Jacott returning. What does the presence of her mean? Because it was obvious when she went out, things had to change. So what does it mean having her back?
Well, I think first and foremost, when you have someone who returns for a sixth year that doesn't have to return, who's torn her knee for the second time and she's fought back, that just gives a different level of inspiration to the rest of the team. And I think everyone doesn't want to let her down. You know, they want Kelly to go out on a high note, and they want her to go out as a NCAA tournament participant. And she's the only one on the team who's done it. She did it at Villanova, and she came and transferred here and was our leading scorer last year until she got hurt. And to get her back, I think it's just motivation and inspiration for the rest of the team. And you can't get more unselfish than that. You know, she came to get these young players back to the tournament. She knows what it takes, and she's going to use her IQ and her experience to get us there.
What kind of work ethic did it take on her part to get her ready for this season?
Yeah, she spent an amazing amount of time in the training room, in the weight room, you know, with her strength and conditioning coach, Reed Davis, to get her body back to 100%. doing a lot of individual workouts with myself and Coach Maya, and then watching a lot of film. And I think the team saw that level of discipline that it takes to come back from your second ACL. And every day when they saw Kelly dripping sweat and really pushing through those rehabs, it made them work harder.
And what's hard is, yeah, you go through it the first time, but like when it happens the second time, it's like, oh, no, here we go again. It takes a lot to fight back from that, and to her credit, she's done it. Maddie Burke was the top six player in this conference a year ago. Where can now she take her game next?
That's what we keep asking her every day. We keep challenging her every day. Yeah. And, you know, we believe Maddie can have a phenomenal career here at Penn State, not just as a shooter, but as a versatile wing that can take it off the bounce and really use her shot as a weapon and shot fake and get to the paint, grab more rebounds for us. Yeah, she's got great vision, and she's obviously got good size from that wing spot. So to be able to be a good passer from that and use her size and her length on the defensive end as well. So we're really pushing her every day to stretch her game. And everybody in the country knows she's a great shooter, and now she needs to expand, and she's really worked on that.
Do you feel like you have more length with this team to cut off passing lanes and so forth?
100%. You know, we're longer than we've been. We're playing a new defense, a different style that we're going to get in the passing lanes and really use our length and try to create havoc and get steals, tips, and deflections in those passing lanes. And ultimately, they're really buying into it, and they're having fun. And so far, we've had a couple scrimmages, and it's really worked out. And our defense looks night and day from where we were last year.
I admit, I snuck in and watched a couple practices. I hope you didn't mind.
Hey, anytime. Anybody's okay, welcome. Okay. Open doors.
I figured you'd appreciate the support. The transfer portal is obviously, it's interesting. How do you handle the transfer portal the same way you handle a 4 or 5 year recruit, or is there a different way to handle a transfer portal? And do previous relationships from other recruitments mean something?
Yes, and yes.
It's a loaded question.
I think to start with, as a recruiting staff, we need to talk about possibly saving a scholarship every year for the transfer portal, which obviously we never had to do before. So it changes our recruiting landscape of how many high school seniors or juniors or sophomores we're recruiting. So the depth chart changes. And so I think that's for everybody in the country to learn and adjust to, I think, and it's been an adjustment for everyone. Secondly, when you go to recruit the transfer portal, a lot of the times they're players that you recruited on the front end and didn't get. So you know their families, you've been in their home already, and you have this level of comfort with character or with style of play. The ones that you don't know, you have to do a deep dive, and you have to do a deep dive really quick, you know, because character really matters to us, and I know it does here at Penn State, and we want to get not only the best players, but we want to get the best women and the best students and people that are going to be ultimately ambassadors for the jersey in the community.
Because in the latter case, the first question you'll ask, in the latter case, if it's somebody you're not really familiar with, okay, why are they transferring, right?
It's always a question
right away to then start filling in the blanks as to whether they fit the culture that you want. All right, we're going to talk about that culture in a moment because you've done a fabulous job with it. We will come back, talk with Carolyn Keeger in a moment. We're at the field at Toftrees. This is the Penn State Coaches Show presented by Pepsi on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
Life is impossible to define. It's the big things, like a very important letter, and the little things, like your favorite creamery flavor. Life is different for everyone, which is why Highmark Blue Shield is changing, reimagining healthcare to make it more personal, no matter how messy, wild, or quiet. Highmark is making healthcare that complements your life, because life, Highmark Blue Shield.
24/7, get the gear at PennStateClothes.com.
Penn State football is back, and no one delivers the game day experience right to your door like the Family Clothesline in State College. We've got it all for fall, including everything you need to make your tailgate great. Shop PennStateClothes.com and get free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. We are
the Family Clothesline.
Toftrees Golf Resort is a full-service resort minutes from University Park. Toftrees' luxurious hotel rooms and suites were designed for your comfort and convenience. After a great night's sleep, tee off at their PGA-rated golf course. From beginner to pro, the 18-hole course offers a fun, challenging round of golf on-site. If you're hungry, the Field Burger and Tap, award-winning restaurant, offers a delicious farm-to-table dining experience. Toftrees Golf Resort is also the perfect venue for weddings and events. Visit Toftrees.com for more information. Toftrees Golf Resort in State College.
Today's game is brought to you by Barbasol Shaving Cream. Choose Barbasol Shaving Cream for a thick lather and close, comfortable shave. Barbasol, the American original for over 100 years. Better buy Barbasol. This is Penn State Nittany Lion football.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with a friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Best Event Rental, the special event professionals with over 50 years experience at this area's largest event and party inventory. Serving the center region, visit their inspiring showroom downtown State College or online at besteventcom. Penn State fans, Aquafina is available at Beaver Stadium concessions this season. Be sure to visit. Stay hydrated with Aquafina, proud to support Penn State Athletics. Tonight's show is being brought to you by Field Burger and Tap. The award-winning Field restaurant here at Top Trees offers a delicious farm-to-table dining experience featuring hand-formed burgers and hand-spun milkshakes. Whether you're looking for breakfast, lunch, dinner, or dessert, the Field restaurant has it. Voted best burger, best fries, 5 years running. Local Burgers, the Field Burger and Tap in State College.
Thank you, Raj. We welcome everyone back to the field here at Toftrees, the Penn State Coaches Show presented by Pepsi. Carolyn Keeger is our guest. This is actually the first stop on the tour tonight for you. Yes. You've got more stops to make because fans are back. What does that mean to your program?
I don't think you can really put it into words. You know, last year we tried not to focus on it too much with the team because you don't want it to be a distraction, but obviously it is. You need them to be in your corner when a team is making a run, or get excited when you're making a run, and it just completely changes the game. People came to Penn State to play for the fans, for the amazing camaraderie that we have as Penn Staters, and I mean, we're just so excited. I don't think we can put into words what Tuesday's going to mean when we run out there and we hear people cheering.
I believe it's a record number of student tickets that have been sold as well. We'll take you back 2 years, but what does the juice from a student section mean?
Yeah, so we have juice in our program, which we talk about bringing the juice and the passion and, you know, jacked up and saying contagious energy. And that's how I am every day. That's how I expect my players to be, and ultimately what we want the BJC to look like as we get this program rebuilt and put on the map. And we know we can't do it alone. And if we want to be a top five program, the top five programs in the country have the best fans. They have the best, you know, attendances year after year, and that's what we're shooting to do. So as we continue to improve, as we continue to get better, I want people to be a part of this. I want people to be a part of the rebuild and feel like they're a reason why we become a top 10 team.
That's why the next stop after this is going to be Blue Band, Pep Band, and cheerleaders and so forth. What do they mean to you, to the culture, and also to the inclusion that they are in the program?
Yeah, they're part of the family. They're on the sidelines with us. They're putting in just as much as work as we are. You know, the band, the cheer, they're part of every win. And I know they feel the losses just as much as we do, too. So I want to go out and obviously support them, get them hyped up for the season, bring my juice, and just have everybody in the whole family locked in, ready to win on Tuesday.
Right. When you get going on Tuesday, do you feel like you have settled with an initial rotation, or will that be a work in progress for the first couple, three games just to get a feel for it?
Yeah, we have 11 right now that are able to play and are healthy. And I think, as we're working through our starting lineups and our first subs off the bench, like I said earlier, I think we're deeper than we've ever been, which is going to allow people to play shorter amounts of time and to go all out. You know, right now we're saying, hey, play as hard as you can for 2-minute stretches, and then you got your sister coming in right there to have your back. And I think we have the pieces to be able to do that this year, and the defense that we're going to play and the style that we want to push tempo with, you're going to need to do that. It's going to be hard to play 40 minutes at the pace we want to play.
Yeah, and what does it mean? We talk about starters, okay? How important is the game to then determine that last 5 minutes who your finishers are?
Yeah, that's the key right there. And every day we're talking about special situations in our program. What's our baseline out of bounds? Special situation set. Who are our best defenders late game? Who's our highest IQ players late game? And we try out all those positions. It's like special teams in football. You know, we have different alignments and different lineups for every scenario, every play, every defensive scenario. And then it changes team by team because, you know, length is a factor, or, maybe the best player is a post player. Maybe the next game the best post player is a guard, or the best player is a guard. So it just changes game by game.
How have you felt about, it's going to have to happen in a game, but how have you felt about free throw shooting in practice? Because that's part of finishing.
You love to talk about free throws. I love it. They're free. You better make them, right?
Hey, Joe Crispin, who on the men's side for years, used to call them free points.
Yeah. Absolutely. And honestly, we talk about that on the other end, too, of not putting the team on the foul line.
Exactly.
Because those are free points for them.
Yes.
So that discipline that it takes to be a team that doesn't put people on the foul line is something we chat about a lot. But we like to do pressure free throws, putting them up there. And, whether it's a down and back or whether it's start the drill over or whatever it might be, to put game-like scenarios in their heads. So they're shooting instead of just non-pressure free throws. They got a little anxiety as game-like situations arise.
Is this the kind of team that can put together 75, 76 possessions in a game?
Absolutely. And we talk a lot about points per possession.
Yes.
So
huge.
For us, the top offensive teams year after year are around 1 point, per possession. Yeah. If we can be anywhere, 0.9 and above, I think we have a chance to not only make the NCAA tournament, but make a Sweet 16.
Yeah, because normally on my chart, I'll put down home points per possession, road points per possession, and overall. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting to see the difference between home and road. Mm-hmm. You want what, which now brings me to the big question, and that is establishing a level of consistency. Okay. So what will that mean for this program to establish a level of consistency that is always a cut above?
Well, I think that's when you know you've arrived. That's when you know that you have vets in the program and you have leaders that are taking care of the culture, but they're also taking care of practicing every day like it's your first practice.
Yes.
A lot of people can show up and have one good practice a week, and then it dips down and then it comes back up. And in order to win in the Big Ten, I mean, night after night, it's a grind. You got to bring it, and you got to bring your A game every single night. And that's maturity. And that's leadership. And I think for the first time in our program, we have it since I've been here. And we have leaders that are setting the tone and that are driving the culture. And then we also have followers, which is really important. You need people in your program that follow those leaders. And I feel really good about the character of our young women.
How have you liked the way the new staff has meshed together?
Yeah, really well. We got Aaron Colliff that's joined our staff. Yeah. He's kind of heading up the defensive efforts, and he's bringing that juice every day on the defensive end. You'll see him on the sidelines and does a great job with the personality of what it takes to be a tenacious defender. And then Sarah Jenkins comes with us. She was an associate head coach at Delaware. I coached against her at Georgetown when I was at Marquette, and a phenomenal recruiter, phenomenal with player relations, and just joins Maya and myself already. And I think we absolutely hit a home run when it comes to staff.
It was great to meet them, by the way, when I slipped over to the tent behind our pregame show that day. It was great.
Everybody will love their personalities, no doubt.
It's going to be a fun team to watch. And what's cool is that I feel like it's not about who you're playing now. It's about you.
Yep. That's playing us every night.
That's a cool thing.
Yeah. We're finally here. It's time to build, and it's time to grow, and not ignite the pride. We're unleashing the pride now. Yeah. We're unleashing it. Yeah.
Well, come on out and see them. They're going to be a lot of fun to watch. Carolyn Keeger and the Lady Lion basketball team. They start Tuesday night with LIU in the Jordan Center.
Yeah. Thanks so much, everyone. Appreciate you.
We will come back. James Franklin joins us here at the Field of Top Trees in a moment on the Penn State Coaches Show, presented by Pepsi, on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
Life. Life is impossible to define. It's the big things, like a very important letter. And the little things, like your favorite creamery flavor. Life is different for everyone, which is why Highmark Blue Shield is changing. Reimagining healthcare to make it more personal, no matter how messy, wild, or quiet. Highmark is making healthcare that complements your life. Because life, Highmark Blue Shield.
Top Trees Golf Resort is a full-service resort minutes from University Park. Top Trees' luxurious hotel rooms and suites were designed for your comfort and convenience. After a great night's sleep, tee off at their PGA-rated golf course. From beginner to pro, the 18-hole course offers a fun, challenging round of golf on-site. If you're hungry, the Field Burger and Tap, award-winning restaurant, offers a delicious farm-to-table dining experience. Top Trees Golf Resort is also the perfect venue for weddings and events. Visit toptrees.com for more information. Top Trees Golf Resort in State College.
Nittany Lion fans, turn it up on game day with nutritious fuel from Honey Stinger. Pack a waffle for pregame or get hyped in the fourth quarter with Energy Chews. Celebrate the win with delicious plant-based cracker bars. Prepare, perform, recover, and sweeten the burn with Honey Stinger. Pick up today at your local Sheetz and specific markets.
Here come the Nittany Lions.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now, it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Right now, our country feels divided, but there's a place where people are coming together.
I was nervous to talk to someone so different than me.
Me too.
Love Has No Labels and One Small Step are helping people with different political views, beliefs, and experiences connect through conversation, and it feels good.
This conversation gives me hope.
It gives me a lot of hope, too.
Take a step toward bringing our country and your community together. Start a conversation at lovehasnolabels.com/onesmallstep. A message from StoryCorps, Love Has No Labels, and the Ad Council.
Score before the game even starts with Wise Markets, the official grocer of Penn State Athletics. Wise Markets, eat better, spend less. That's Wise. The Penn Stater Hotel and Conference Center, making superior accommodations and dining a Penn State tradition. Visit PennStateHotels.com for more information or reservations. Thank you, Raj. Welcome back to the Field of Top Trees Penn State Coaches Show, presented by Pepsi and joined by the head football coach of the Nittany Lions, James Franklin. Coach, welcome back.
Thanks, Steve. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you, sir. Hope you're doing well. All right. We have hit the November part of the schedule. And so obviously you started back in August with all this. So now you get to this point. What kind of adaptations do you try to make at this time of the year because of the length of time they've already put in on practice fields?
Yeah, well, some of it is adaptations like cutting time back. So, you know, I learned a long time ago, as the year goes on, you better cut back sometimes. And I'm not talking anything crazy. I'm talking like rather than a five-minute period, you're talking about a four-minute period at this time of the year to get guys fresh. And then some of them are forced upon you, right? Injuries where guys that were going to be rotational-type players that are now becoming starters for you or whatever it may be. And A guy like Kozai Izard is a guy that we've been really pleased with. We're really excited about him as a rotational backup, but now he's forced into a starting role and is really doing a nice job.
What have you seen from him in terms of quickness off the ball, but also how he uses his hands inside?
Yeah, I think he's one of the more twitchy big guys that we've had at defensive tackle. Obviously, Kevin Givens was a twitchy guy, but he wasn't as big as Kozaya. Kevin came in as a 245-pound linebacker, and Kozaya came in about like 280 pounds. So he is fast, he is quick, he is strong, he's gaining confidence, he's gaining experience. So we think he's got a really bright future considering he's a redshirt freshman.
Roger, do we have a question?
Fact,
yes, we do.
We do. Step right up here. We get your name and where you're from and your question for Coach tonight.
I'm Doug from Wellsboro.
Hey, Doug. How are you, man?
Doug, how are you?
James, nice to meet you.
Good, you as well. I'm trying to see you. That light's pretty bright.
Okay. My question is, or my comment is, Steve can vouch for me. I'm a diehard from the 1970s. You followed the team intently. I want to thank you personally for maintaining the standards that Joe set here and improving on it and making it your own. To the old timers, you can't understand how much that means to us. To maintain the standards.
Doug, I appreciate you saying that. You know, I think that was probably one of the biggest challenges in coming here is how do we embrace and honor our history and traditions, but also push the program forward. And it's a balancing act, correct? So it means a lot to me that you feel that way, but I think it's one of the more challenging things to do.
Quick question is, I need to understand today with coaches, agents, and administration, when a position, an elite position, comes open and the name goes out there, why don't coaches just shut it down right there and end the speculation? Like Mike Tomlin, is it keep all options open? Is it leverage?
Well, I think it's a fair question. I don't know if it's completely appropriate in this setting for me to get into it in detail. But I think for me, what I've tried to do since I've been here is I have tried to show through my actions over 8 years of how loyal I have been and what this place means to me. For me, I want to make sure that we are competing every other day of the week so we have the best chance to compete on Saturdays. And college football has changed dramatically. And we have to be willing to change with it in every experience there is. So I understand your question and I get it, but I think I've proven my loyalty over time. I would love to get to a point where I can come out and make a strong statement sooner rather than later. Some of those things are out of my hand.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's very nice to meet you, sir.
Appreciate it, Doug. Thank you. With that, I'm not going to get into names that we won't get into, but people have to realize Friday night, for example, you were out taking care of recruiting for Penn State Friday night, and I think you're doing that all the time because of your loyalty to Penn State.
Yeah, it never ends. It's a year-round job. Coaching, it's a year-round job. Recruiting and developing, I'll be out again this Friday. It's a hustle. You're trying to juggle a lot of things all at the same time. That's why having a great staff is so important. And to his question, that's also why retaining staff members and things like that, not losing staff member to lateral moves and things like that, is really important. So it's a juggling act. There's no doubt about it. But we have to make sure that we're constantly bringing in really good talent. We got to make sure we're constantly developing talent as good as anybody in the country. And then obviously going out and performing on Saturday.
As time goes, some of that young talent, as you mentioned, will work its way into playing time. One of those young players, for example, I'll go with two of them. And I know we talked about this yesterday, so you know which two I'm talking about. Kalen King, a corner, Jalen Reed. On the road, in that spot environment, what have they done to start earning the staff's trust that they can handle those spots?
Well, I think the biggest thing with me is, and you know, this is a little bit of a projection, but you watch the guys in warm-ups, and some guys are, you know, wide-eyed and looking around and getting a feel for it. Those two guys were locked in and ready and confident that they could handle that stage. So I was really impressed with them. I've been impressed with those two guys since they really showed up on campus. I think they got a a really bright future here, both in complementary positions at corner and safety. I think you'll continue to see them play this year, and I think you'll continue to see them do good things throughout their career.
Can you judge football IQ on tapes, and can you judge it when you're in person and the limited opportunities you get to see players?
I think it's hard sometimes. I think the more the guy plays, I want to recruit as many guys that play both sides of the ball as possible, because I think that helps with football IQ. It also shows toughness. And guys that have the skill set to impact in a lot of different ways like that, I think is really important. The challenge is a lot of times the high school scheme that they're asked to do may not be as sophisticated as what we do on our level, and some guys struggle with that. It may take them a year to get comfortable with it. But other guys, they pick it up real quickly. That was one of Trace McSorley's strengths. He was just so football smart. The game made sense to him. The game came easy to him. And that's something that's hard to figure out on tape.
A player that the fans have only seen in three games, because obviously, you know, there's that four-game limit, is a linebacker, Jamari Budden. What have you seen from him in practice, the scrimmages to this point, and what kind of future?
Yeah, he's fast, he's athletic, he's strong, he's one of those buddies of those two other guys you just talked about, Kalen and Jalen.
Yeah.
All three of them came from Detroit. He's impressed us right away with his speed and his explosive power that he shows on the football field. Obviously, again, the learning at the linebacker position, that's part of it as well, too. Corner is a little bit less, demanding when it comes in, when you talk about mentally, than a linebacker position, especially when you're in the box. So the positions play a factor into it as well. But we're excited about him. He's another one of those linebackers that Brent Pryce brought in that can run and hit and make plays in space.
You talk about that demanding linebacker spot. You just made Jack Ham's night.
Yeah, I'll trust me. That's my goal each week, is to say something and make Jack Ham's night.
That's exactly right. A couple wideouts that are young, Liam Clifford and also Harrison Wallace. What kind of upside do you see with each now that you've had a chance to watch them for a few months?
Yeah, I thought both of them were going to have a chance to play for us as true freshmen. Really were impressed with them early on, with their ability to learn the system and their ability to make plays with the ball. Harrison, all the stuff we saw when we recruited him as a basketball player, elite body control, elite dunker. Those things transferred to the football field. He's got great ball skills. When the ball's in the air, he can go up and get it, very comfortable, contorting his body in different positions to make plays on it. They kind of got to the point where a little bit where they hit the wall a little bit with the playbook that slowed down their opportunity to get on the field early on. But now they're starting to kind of get their second win and really come on. I think those two guys will factor in for us, maybe even the rest of this year, but definitely next year.
It's interesting you mentioned that, because in college basketball, we always talk about February 1st being the mythical. They hit the wall, and then they got to fight through it. Nobody ever talks about that in college football, which is so physically demanding. What are the signs that you look for that a guy is starting to either hit the wall physically or mentally, and then the signs that they break out? What are you looking for?
Well, a couple things. Number one, we check rep counts. So you're looking at rep counts and seeing where guys are. Obviously, the technology that we wear with the catapult, you can see a guy's been running 20 miles an hour every single week, and then all of a sudden now he's at 18 miles an hour. So that has to factor in.
Yeah.
You're grading the games and you're grading the practices, and he's starting to have a few more missed assignments, mental errors, than he normally does. Obviously, there's enough signs there that something's going on, and we either need to reduce his reps, get him extra time in film and meetings and things like that to build his confidence to push through that.
During those scrimmages that you've had that we've referenced many, many times, the developmental squad scrimmages, you put a few guys on there that have, quote, traveled, but either played a few plays or not at all. What has that meant to their development to open the door for them to get a little more time?
Well, I think it's been good for them, but I also think it's been good for the other guys, because seeing the importance of the developmental squad. When you got Taquan taking reps on a Sunday, and he's our backup quarterback for most of the year he's been, then those guys are saying, wow, like, this is being evaluated. This is an opportunity to be developed and grow and things like that. So I think it's been really important for the guys. guys getting the reps that are doing it every Sunday. And then there's been an emphasis on some other guys that for us to get them ready to play on Saturdays, they need some live work.
I do have to throw one name out there. How's Dominic DeLuca been doing for you?
He's doing really good.
Yeah,
he's been impressive. You know, obviously, he was the Pennsylvania Player of the Year his senior year, won a state championship. And then on top of that, he's a young man that, you know, had an injury, that he ended up sitting out last fall and then coming in the spring and is really doing well. We're really excited about him.
James Franklin is here at the field taking your questions. Why don't you jump up and ask a few here in the final segment. This is the Penn State Coaches Show presented by Pepsi from the field at Toftrees on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
What's the secret to Big Ten domination? Fierce training, roaring intensity, powerful Penn State pride. And what's the secret to snack perfection? Fabulous freshness, unbelievable crunch, ultimate flavor. As the next Penn State game approaches, make sure you're prepared. Grab a bag of Utz snacks, including potato chips, pretzels, and endlessly cheesy cheese balls. The secret is out. Utz will get you the edge. Now let's go crunch the competition with a delicious snack from Utz, proud corporate partner of Penn State Athletics.
24/7, get the gear at PennStateClothes.com.
Penn State football is back, and no one delivers the game day experience right to your door like the Family Clothesline in State College. We've got it all for fall, including everything you need to make your tailgate great. Shop PennStateClothes.com and get free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. We are
the Family Clothesline.
Toftrees Golf Resort is a full-service resort minutes from University Park. Toftrees' luxurious hotel rooms and suites were designed for your comfort and convenience. After a great night's sleep, tee off at their PGA-rated golf course. From beginner to pro, the 18-hole course offers a fun, challenging round of golf on-site. If you're hungry, the Field Burger and Tap, award-winning restaurant, offers a delicious farm-to-table dining experience. Toftrees Golf Resort is also the perfect venue for weddings and events. Visit Toftrees.com for more information. Toftrees Golf Resort in State College.
Today's game is brought to you by Barbasol Shading Cream. Barbasol comes out thick and rich and doesn't break down. That's why Barbasol is America's number one shaving cream. Close shave, America. Close shave Barbasol. This is Penn State Nittany Lion football.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart savings strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Learn more at She Can STEM, a message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This football season, make Pepsi your go-to game day drink because it's the only drink for football watching. Pepsi, that's what I like, proud partner of the Penn State Nittany Lions. Tune in this season for the Pennsylvania Propane Postgame Show, following every Penn State broadcast, brought to you by the Pennsylvania Propane Foundation and your local propane service providers. For more information, go to papropane.com. Propane, energy for everyone.
Thank you, Roger. Here at the field at Toftrees, the Penn State Coaches Show presented by Pepsi with James Franklin.
Roger's good at that, isn't he?
Isn't he great? He's the best,
isn't he? So good.
Smooth.
You're going to make me blush.
Golden tones.
He is smooth.
Golden tones.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
That's exactly right.
Saturday, actually Sunday morning.
Yeah.
it was quite an adventure. So give everybody a trip through the Odyssey.
Yeah, I don't know if everybody knows this or not. So when we got done the game Saturday night, we were told that we could not fly back into State College, that there was too much fog. So then we were looking at flying into Harrisburg. Well, Harrisburg was understaffed. We all know that staffing is an issue right now in the United States, so they couldn't take us in Harrisburg at that time. We'd have had to wait till 2:30 in the morning to fly into Harrisburg. So then we talked about getting buses. The buses said yes, they would drive us back. Well, then the bus driver said that they wouldn't drive us because they hadn't gotten enough sleep, so probably the right decision. Mm-hmm. So then we talked about getting hotels and staying the night in Columbus, and there was only 17 hotels available in Columbus. So,
I think 17 rooms.
Yeah, 17 rooms. Yeah. Excuse me, what did I say, 17 hotels? Yeah, 17 rooms. I wish it was 17.
Yeah, I know.
No, 17 rooms. So then we ended up waiting until 2:30 to fly to Harrisburg and also see if that gave us enough time to allow the fog to clear in State College. That did not happen. So we didn't get back into State College until about 6:45 in the morning and not back home until a little after 7. So we pushed our entire Sunday back. We typically meet all day Sunday and then practice Sunday afternoon. We pushed it all back a little bit so the coaches could get at least three or four hours sleep.
Yeah, in fact, I mean, because there's a lot of coordination that goes with that, because there are elements that we know that other people would forget. You have to get the buses from State College to Harrisburg to then pick the team up, too. That's also part of the coordination.
Correct. There's a lot of moving parts. For a travel party is about 150 people, so it's a lot of moving parts, a lot of contingency plans, but we ended up going to contingency plan four, and that still didn't work.
Right. And by the way, for anybody asking about the bus drivers there, remember, they had thought they were going to drop the team off, and it's not like they planned all day.
Yeah, it was the same bus drivers that dropped us off at 7 in the morning,
right.
So they weren't able to get any sleep or be prepared for it.
Yeah, there's no question about that. All right, so now you get ready for this one. When you look at, obviously, a Maryland football team that you're really familiar with, obviously, what are a couple of things that stick out to you that impress you that you know right away? Yep, got to take care of some business here.
Yeah, I think it starts with their quarterback. Obviously, it's Tua's little brother from Alabama and now the Miami Dolphins. Very talented guy. He's able to make plays with his feet and his arm. Is a dynamic playmaker. You know, they got a lot of speed and athleticism. They play a multiple defensive front and scheme. They'll play three down as well as four down. I've known the defensive coordinator for a long time. He used to be the defensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys. You know, they do a really nice job with when they got athletic, fast guys. And I know they're excited about the opportunity. Obviously, being on the road, they don't call it Bird Stadium anymore, I guess, but being on the road, that will factor into it. But it's going to be a challenge. We're going to have to be physical up front. I thought we took a stride in that last week with our tight end and O-line and running backs. We need to continue to do a great job there. And then, obviously, we're going to have to make some plays in the passing game.
It wasn't just there. Did you also feel the physicality on your defensive front the way they play, too?
Yeah, and to be honest with you, as you know, we've been doing that all year long.
No doubt.
We've been playing really good defense. I thought last week you saw the size of Ohio State's offensive line. I thought our defensive line, even with some of the injuries we have, I think they're playing extremely hard. We're playing really well. Obviously, the early turnover was a big play in the game. We got to be able to capitalize on that on offense. But overall, I've been pleased. That team had been scoring 50 points a game. They had scored over 50 points in four straight games. Yeah. So the way our defense played, I was really proud of them.
Gave up 26.
Correct.
In reality. And, again, five trips into the red zone, one touchdown, four field goals to this point. In the red zone, how fast is your team playing in the red zone? I'm talking about mentally fast.
Yeah, I think they're playing with confidence. I think they have a really good understanding of what people can do against them and what they're limited in doing in terms of the vertical passing game and things like that. I think our coaches, you know, Coach Poindexter, Coach Pry, Coach Terry, Coach Scott, they do a great job of teaching our guys how people are going to attack us that week based on their scheme in our red zone areas as well. So that's been something
something that's really impressive. I'm proud of them. Again, we got to continue to build on it, and then when we do get those stops, we got to repay it forward on offense.
Halftime of the Wisconsin game, you were asked, what do you need to do offensively in the second half? You say, get the ball to Jahan Dotson, which you did. And you've been getting the ball to Jahan Dotson a lot. Instead of wearing five, he probably ought to wear just a target because
that's right.
He is the number one guy. When you see somebody that is the number one guy that the other team knows is the number one guy, how impressive from a coach's point of view has he been?
Yeah, he's handled it all great. I'm so proud of Jahan Dotson as the football player and as the young man he is. He's doing great in school. As we all know, it's been reported, his mom's going through some battles, and he's just handled it all so well and with class, the way we do things at Penn State. And then it's nice to see, even though everybody knows he's our main target, we're still able to get the ball in his hands and he's making plays. But then it's also great to see guys like Parker Washington and now Keandre is really starting to come on, and our tight ends, which we're going to continue to need to do.
Yeah, the tight ends combined for 8 catches in that game. I don't think a lot of people realize they had 8 catches in that game. When they are involved both in the blocking scheme and also helping out in the pass game, what does that then do for your offense? Because you had, four 375-plus-yard drives and a 90-yarder.
Yeah, that's when we're at our best, is when our tight ends are involved. They have to account for them in the running game. They have to account for them in the passing game. They're physical guys as well. And, you look at all three of those guys, I think they can all have the ability to make plays and be complete tight ends, which are hard to find nowadays. So I think that's when we're our best on offense.
Yeah. You mentioned Keandre Lambert-Smith. I think people have a pretty good feel for Parker. And he had another big night. He had, 9 catches in the game the other night. What has the advancement of Keandre Lambert-Smith been, considering he's, quote, the other guy on the other side?
Yep. Well, Parker came in, just so mature. Obviously, Texas football, in Texas they play from the time they're 1 year old. So he's pretty advanced and pretty mature when he got here. And Keandre, really good athlete, really good high school program, won a state championship, all those types of things. But it was a big adjustment for him. And, really, I sent him a message the other day. The last couple of weeks, he's really starting to come on right now. He's gaining confidence. He's getting comfortable, making plays. And I think, those two guys have really bright futures. And when Jahan does move on, I think we're going to have two veteran guys coming back to build upon.
That championship you won was the first one in 80 years. I'm not telling you. I'm telling them.
Yep.
80 years down there. That was pretty special. Last time you went in there, Cam Sullivan-Brown had 4 catches in the game. Then, unfortunately, it didn't turn out great for him that night. He worked hard to get himself to this spot. What do you think about the job he's done?
Yeah, Cam's been one of those guys kind of behind the scenes that, maybe the fans don't know as well.
Yeah.
But he's earned the respect of everybody in our program. He's one of these guys really all the way back from high school. He's kind of had the injury bug. He's had some type of injury every single year that's set him back. But his attitude has been unbelievable. He does whatever we ask him to do, whether it's special teams or whether it's on offense at receiver, and has handled it the right way every step of the way. I'm really proud of him. I think he's got a really bright future in whatever he decides to do, and we're blessed to have him in our program.
You just said his attitude is unbelievable. How's PJ Mustipher been since he's come back from his surgery?
Yeah, he's kind of going around in one of those carts like that you see people in the mall driving around, But he's been phenomenal, and my wife's been checking on him a bunch, and I've been checking on him a bunch. But he's also a guy, he's in the facility all the time. He's out practice all the time. I see him in the back of the meeting room up there. He's been. Everything that I would ask for and more. And, I probably don't tell his parents enough what a great job they did raising him. I think he was playing maybe as one of the best nose guards in college football, and specifically the Big Ten. Obviously, losing him was a big loss on our defense, not only from a production standpoint, but also from a leadership standpoint. But because he's been around so much, he's still doing a great job with that.
A guy can justifiably be down after something like that?
Yeah,
and
not him.
He acts as if nothing happened. He's like he's going to the next thing.
Not him. He's phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
to go in and warm up.
All right, yeah. All right, first guy came out here and you had that heavy winter jacket on. I was kind of looking at you cross-eyed, but now I can see why now. Yeah.
I thought it was a veteran move.
Yeah, well, and you got more hair on top. My head's not built for this weather.
Okay, that's the first person that said that to me in years.
You're doing
thanks,
good.
Coach. All right, so next week, okay, we had Carolyn Keegar to open the show. Don't forget the Lady Lions will be playing on Tuesday night. The men's basketball team will open Wednesday night with Youngstown State, and that will be an 8:30 start with an 8 o'clock airtime. Penn State football coming up Saturday. That'll be at Maryland Stadium. It'll kick off at 3:30. We're on beginning at 2 o'clock. Great job by Roger Corey and the fabulous were, yes, the golden tones of Roger Corey. Bob Taylor, fabulous as always. And our thanks to Carolyn Keegar, who joined us in the opening half hour of the show. Our thanks to James Franklin, who joined us here in the final half hour of the show. And also to all of you for being out here at the field tonight and for listening at home and in your cars. We appreciate you more than you know. This has been the Penn State Coaches Show featuring James Franklin, presented by Pepsi, from the field at Talk Trees on the Penn State Sports Network from Learfield.
This has been the Penn State Coaches Show, presented by Pepsi, proud partner of the Penn State Nittany Lions. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Penn State Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.